Hello?
Hello, thank you so much for taking the call. This is Elba, and I'm calling you from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinion toward public affairs and current events, and this summer was selected at random. This is a legitimate public opinion survey, and I assure you that we are not selling anything. And I would like to start this survey, sir, by getting to know, are you currently registered to vote at this address?
What address would that be?
Well, your current address, sir.
Yes.
Okay, and would you say that you're registered to vote as a Democrat, as a Republican, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you so much for that. And as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say that you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, you rarely vote in the state elections, or do you usually only vote in presidential elections for?
Usually vote.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And would you please tell me your age?
I'm in my 40s.
Okay, thank you so much for that. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, Hispanic or Asian. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Thank you so much for that. And generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction, sir?
Neither.
Okay. You can also say that they are mixed.
Yeah.
Okay. And if the election for a state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate? Probably vote for the Democratic candidate. Definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I have not decided.
Okay. Now, I need to ask you your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a very favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know.
Sure.
Here's the first one. What's the opinion that you have about Donald Trump?
Very negative.
Okay, thank you. What about Anna Eskamani?
Ambivalent.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I wouldn't say favorable or unfavorable.
Okay. Did you think that she got a little bit of love?
Yeah, I'm neutral on her.
Okay, thank you. What about the Florida Power and Light or FPL?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, what opinion do you have about Florida Power and Light or FPL?
Well, I mean, Florida Power and Light is a monopoly. It's kind of pointless for me to have an opinion about them. They're not going anywhere.
Okay. So you do not have either a favorable or unfavorable opinion about them?
Yeah, no, I'm neutral on FPL.
Okay. What about Joe Biden?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Yeah. And what opinion do you have about Joe Biden?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. And what about Ron DeSantis?
Somewhat negative.
What about the National Rifle Association?
Neutral.
Thank you. What about Planned Parenthood?
Neutral.
Thank you. What about Rick Scott?
Somewhat negative.
Thank you. What about Walt Disney World?
Neutral.
Thank you. What about Greg Paul?
No opinion.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I'm thinking about the job Anna Scamani is doing as a state representative. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove it?
I'm neutral.
Okay. Thank you so much. And if the election for a state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Scamani? Probably vote to re-elect her? Probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
I don't actually know who her opponent is offhand, so I don't know one way or the other.
So would you say that it would depend on the nominee?
Yeah, it would depend on who the opponent is.
Okay, great. If the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, which one do you vote for?
I would vote for Biden, but I would really prefer that it not be those two candidates.
It's okay. So, in that case, you would lean for Biden, right?
Yes. It's not a matter of leaning. I would certainly vote for Biden over Trump. I just don't think either of them should be running for president.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. If the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie Marcus Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
I would probably vote for the Democratic candidate.
Okay. So would you vote or would you lean for Debbie Marcus Powell?
I would lean.
Okay, thank you. If the election for a state representative were today and the candidates were Greg Paul, the Republican, and Anna Scamani, the Democrat, which one would you vote for?
I don't know. I'm not familiar enough with all of the candidates to make a decision.
Okay. Okay. And as you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Probably yes, but I'm undecided.
Okay, so you will lean for yes, right?
I would lean towards yes, but I'm not entirely decided at this point.
Okay, which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now? Would you say that stopping the flow of illegal immigration, making housing more affordable, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, fighting crime and protecting the public, protecting our air and water, creating jobs and improving wages, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, reducing the cost of insurance, improving our public schools, passing common sense gun safety legislation, or lowering inflation?
I'm not sure I understand that question. Those are all not necessarily opposing.
I was just wondering which of these issues you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on right now. Would you like me to read the list once again?
What I will say is I don't think that state legislatures should be focusing on immigration at all, as that is the province of the federal government. But the other objectives are all, and likewise, I don't think they should be focusing on any foreign policy type matters such as you know, what's going on in Gaza. That, again, is the province of the federal government. But the other objectives are all worthy things for state legislatures to be focusing on.
Yeah, but we just need to select one of them. Would you like me to read them one?
Sure.
Okay, so we have making housing more affordable, reducing the cost of healthcare and prescription medicine, fighting crime and protecting the public, protecting our air and water, creating jobs and improving wages, supporting ceasefire to the end of the violence on Gaza Strip, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, reducing the cost of insurance, improving our public schools, passing common sense and safety legislation, and lowering inflation.
Protecting air and water.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And which is the next most important issue? I will read them once again. Stopping the flow of illegal immigration, making housing more affordable, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, fighting crime and protecting the public, creating jobs and improving wages, supporting a ceasefire to the end of violence in the Gaza Strip, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, reducing the cost of insurance, improving our public schools, passing common sense gun safety legislation, or lowering inflation?
Protecting the public.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local governments to focus their attention on right now? Creating jobs and improving wages, making housing more affordable, protecting the rights of renters, expanding and modernizing public transportation, lowering the burden of property taxes. I'm sorry. Improving our public schools, reducing crime and protecting the public, or reducing traffic congestion.
What was the first one?
Creating jobs and improving wages.
Creating jobs.
Thank you. And which is the next most important issue? Making housing more affordable, protecting the rights of renters, expanding and modernizing public transportation, lowering the burden of property taxes, improving our
public transportation.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representatives. For each one, please tell me which candidate you will be more likely to support if this is where all you knew about the candidate. Try to choose just one even when the choice is a hard one, okay?
Okay.
The first one is, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify the rising crisis, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out.
Can you repeat that?
Yes, I can. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases, or a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out?
The first one.
Okay, awesome. Now, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' education? Or a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the value they want to tell to their children?
Probably the second one. I said probably the second one.
Okay. Now, which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that The woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators. A candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community.
Can you repeat the second one again?
Yes, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community.
It would. I don't think I could choose between those two. I would need to know their other stances.
Okay. So let's continue with the other one. Which one would you be more likely to support? A candidate who says that the Democratic Party is part of socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy your community? Or a candidate who says that the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use it such devised rhetoric as fair to win elections?
Probably the second.
Okay, thank you so much for that. And let me go ahead and continue with this one. Okay, now let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for a state representative. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason you think it will be to vote for that candidate. Would it be more convinced? Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first.
Okay.
Anas Kamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of the Florida rental market every year. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on you?
No effect on me.
Okay. Anna Samani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hardworking families struggle to save for healthcare and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions. Does that make it very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does it have no effect on you?
It doesn't have an effect on me.
Okay. What about Anna Samani files to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and not adult incontinence products? Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or it has no effect on you?
Somewhat convincing.
What about Greg Paul will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities? Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or has no effect on you?
No effect on me.
What about Anas Kamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement? Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does it have no effect on you?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. What about Greg Paul will work to protect parental rights by taking walk-ins to indoctrination out of public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age? Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect on you?
Somewhat convincing.
What about Tallahassee politicians who focus on extending women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing cultural wars? Anas Kamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicine, small businesses create jobs, and everyone has an affordable place to live. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or does it have no effect on you?
No effect on me.
Okay. Now, Greg Paul understands how important our police officers are to our safety. and how dangerous radical ideas like this and the police are to our communities. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat convincing, or no effect at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for state representative. Assuming that each of the final winner statements is accurate, please tell me if these will cause you to have serious doubts about voting for that candidate. Only some doubts. Or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Rand Paul is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet. Does this make you have serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on you?
No effect on me.
What about Rand Paul and the Republican Party of Florida's Bagot's attack on Anand Kamani reflects radical Christian nationalism, which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society. Does that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect on you?
No effect.
Now, what about extremist Republicans like Rand Paul will not stop at the 6-week ban on abortion? They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions, if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely. Does that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or does it have no effect on you?
No effect on me.
Okay. Now, what about Anand Kamani supports a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students?
No effect on me.
Okay. What about Rand Paul stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights? Does that give you serious doubts? Some doubts?
Can you repeat that one?
Yes, Rand Paul stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
And no effect on me.
Okay. Now, what about Anand Kamani? It's a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state.
No effect on me.
What about Rand Paul is an extremist who is focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion, instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues everyday families in Central Florida deal with every day?
No effect on me.
Okay. What about Rand Paul is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning... Okay. I'm sorry, that one has already no effect on you. Anand Kamani was one of the only two state legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas and Hamas war. Does it have an effect on you? Or give you some doubts or some serious doubts?
No effect on me.
Okay, now I have Anand Kamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals. Does that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or no effect?
No effect.
Okay. What about Rand Paul is the hand-picked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyist who vowed to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not great relief for families? Does that give you serious doubts, some doubts, or does it have no effect on you?
No effect.
Thank you so much for that. If the election for a state representative were today and the candidates were Rand Paul, the Republican, and Anand Kamani, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for? Sir?
I'm thinking.
Okay.
Probably Eskimani. Leaning.
Okay, would you lean for Eskimani then?
Lean, but not heavily.
Okay. What is your primary source for national and political news? internet-based news services, cable news networks, so radio, local network, affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, and Fox, Orlando Sentinel, social media apps or services, or local newspaper.
A little bit of everything.
Okay. A moment. I guess I see my question for statistical purposes only. What was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
A graduate degree.
Okay, thank you. Do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
What is your religion? Would you say that you're Baptist, other fundamentalist or evangelical Christian, other Protestant, Catholic, Jewish?
Agnostic.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation, sir. Have a wonderful one. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye. No tengo hambre. ¿Qué hiciste?
Para la mañana la traducción.